This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's legal tampering day in the NFL, which means it's legal tampering day on the WIP Afternoon Show. We're offering people contracts all over the place. Then we're just going to take it back on Wednesday. Just a couple of notes before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is from Joe Banner on Twitter. Not a criticism. They won the Super Bowl. But the Eagles' cap situation is more challenging than it has been in a long time. They re-signed the player they cared most about. Obviously, that would be Zach Bond.
And they gave a big contract to Saquon, too.
Who already had a contract, right?
Yeah, I know.
But didn't like, already have a contract. Joe Banner would not have done that. No, that wouldn't have been a Joe Banner.
Joe Banner would have done that.
No. If I understood the salary cap better, I would understand how challenging it was, but I do not. And then a huge trade, this per Crap Sheet, Ian Rappaport, blockbuster trade. The Texans are finalizing a trade of five-time Pro Bowl left tackle Laremy Tunsil to the Commanders, sources say. A huge addition for Washington as Houston gets a draft pick haul. We don't know what that draft pick haul is, but a big move for the Washington Commanders, who do have a lot of cap space to work with.
It's a second, third, and fourth.
Ooh-wee.
That's a lot, I guess.
Yeah, second, third, and a fourth. Yeah.
All right. Jack, on legal tampering day, why don't we legal tamper with the Phils a little bit?
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
So first, like a little news and notes here, because that's what we do on the Jackie Baseball Report. Matt Strom is down with shoulder inflammation, might miss opening day.
Uh-oh.
So listen, he pitched a lot last year. Obviously, he was an all-star, kind of faltered the postseason. Now the lefties in the bullpen is Alvarado, who's looked great. He's looked great. And like Tanner Banks.
Yeah, I mean, you would say Strom at this point, their most reliable reliever that they have?
Yeah. Him and Kirkring.
A lot of injuries in the NL East over the last couple of days. Right?
The big one, though, in all of baseball, it seems like Garrett Cole's
going to need Tommy John surgery.
He's going to need Tommy John surgery, which begs the question, do we need to send Taiwan
the Yankees
back up north?
There you go.
Come on.
A little revenge here for Taiwan on the Mets.
Just letting everyone know.
Yep.
Taiwan kind of shoving down in spring training.
Let's send, do you want to maybe send another card or something up to New York? Maybe send one to Brian Cashman.
And just say, hey, just eat half the deal.
Yes.
Just one of the years.
Yep.
And then he's yours.
Yep.
Taiwan will post every fifth day.
So all we know about Strom is that it is shoulder soreness, right?
But shoulder inflammation is what it was today. So they think he's going to miss opening day. The way that it's being put out is that, like, we're not worried about April. We got to make sure he's good for later in the season.
Here we go.
So
here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, don't need many injuries in the bullpen. The lefties to start the year is a little dicey.
Yeah.
Little dicey. Two quick things.
Yes.
Could we be getting a little Bomer revenge season?
Well, you see all the home runs.
Oh, come on. You should have two, though. You should have two on Saturday.
Just relax.
Yeah, wind blown.
Hold on.
Wind blown.
Ike, what? Not the second one. When have you ever seen him bat flip like he did on that?
That's what I'm saying.
A little cockiness?
Listen, I don't want to get too excited too early, but Looks like he's going to be another all-star third baseman again.
Could be. Listen, he starts dating Aaron Dolan. He's hit 10 shots. Thing,
I don't want him batting fourth, though.
He could be batting third.
Right.
Yeah, third's okay. He's a three-hitter. He's a three-hitter or a five-hitter.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a two or three-hitter.
Well, he's too slow for two.
He is really slow.
He's the
really
slowest player on the team.
What? This is the same team that used Schwarber as our leadoff guy.
Yeah, but that's to go up 1-0.
Yeah.
That's not to move the bases. And again, the numbers bear out. Never clocked the bases one time. So
maybe it's so slow he's too busy crying while he's running.
Nah, not this year.
Okay.
Like, listen, he was in trade rumors all offseason. Yep. Maybe he's using that as fuel.
A little fuel, yeah.
He's like, all right, you want to see? I want him to do what Jalen did after the Steelers game. And where
that what you wanted to see?
Yeah, when Boehm hits 25 home runs this year. Yeah, that is what I wanted to
That's
see.
That's all I want. I want 25 home runs out of Boehm.
You're 6'5".
Yeah, come on.
That's what I want, 25 home runs.
Yeah.
And then y'all like him if he hits 25 home runs?
I like him more.
I feel better.
Oh, yeah.
280 with 25 is a little different than 280 and 13.
Yeah, come on.
He had 15 last year.
Either way, we round down.
He had 20 the year before.
To make a point on this show, we round down.
Just saying.
Or round up.
The Boomer is back.
And the final thing, because I know it's legal tampering day, but this is a question more for Spike. Because I've been easy in there.
Well, I don't like when you have questions for me.
Well, because I've been noticing.
Yeah.
So far, Bryce, not exactly going as hard as up the first baseline. And it feels like this might be I'm not going to bust it all the time, so I'm good for 162 or 150 plus. I mean, he's not going to play every game. Are you okay with Bryce maybe taking it back a little bit on the hustle up first base to stay healthy? Because I think that might be what we're in store for.
Okay, two things. First of all, yes. My problem with his hustle is not general hustle. It is staring at balls that hit the bottom of the wall and you don't end up on, second base.
Yeah.
That is it. He's maybe the dumbest hustler in the history of baseball in that he hustles at all the wrong times.
Not a great base runner.
I think he should plan to miss more games. That's what I think for Bryce. I think Bryce should plan to be a 135, 140 game player, and then he'll be as healthy. But you're sacrificing numbers when you do that is probably what he doesn't want to do. He's had so many different injuries. There's been back stuff. There's been arm stuff. There's wrist stuff. There's all that. And he's only 32, but he's been in Major League Baseball since he was 18 years old.
This is his 14th spring training?
He's got a pretty violent swing. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not a big guy. He's a small guy. I just think he's beat
up.
He's
not a small guy.
Well, I'm just saying he's not.
Trey's small.
Right. Trey's tiny. I think Trey's smaller than me, actually. I think his body's been through a lot, and I think he could pace himself better. So, I'm okay with him not busting it down the line every time.
There
I'm all right
go.
With that. Yeah.
Yeah, I just think,
You know that's going to be brought back up to you.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to change my mind when it costs him. I just don't want any of the staring at the
I feel one that I'm with you on the staring. Like, I'm with you. I'm with you on the staring at fly balls.
Yeah.
I have never been one of those 1,000 miles per hour down to first base.
Yeah, because I keep thinking about Utley, right?
It shortened his career.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, Utley had more degenerative knee problems than Bryce has had, but he's got these little things that I just, early in spring training, I was looking at it, and I was wondering how people were going to handle it, because I think we might see more of the jogging.
And in spring training, you better not bring up hustling in spring training. Are you kidding me?
I know.
You imagine him getting injured, busting it in spring training?
Would be furious.
Yeah.
And I think
Trey
got a hit this weekend, right?
Did he?
Hit the breaking news sounder, yeah.
By the way, I don't remember seeing very many stars hustling.
What do you mean?
Star baseball players. They all pretty much play the same way.
Yeah,
mostly.
Yeah, that's the point I'm making. Yes. So he's no different than all the other star players.
No, that's okay. My problem last year was not run out
Everybody can't beat Charlie Hustle.
No, right. It was not... My problem with him was never busted on
busting out grounders.
No, it was you're staring at a ball that you think is a home run,
that's fair.
It's not a home run. You cost the team that way. Yeah. That's it. And then he ends up trying to go first to third on some ridiculous. It's just really
one hopper.
Yeah.
To the right fielder.
Yeah.
He's trying to get to third base.
Yeah. The helmet's flying off. You know, for a guy that isn't Charlie Hustle, he's got so many Charlie Hustle looking moments. You know, the dirty uniform, helmet flying off.
The hair going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's got the showman headband.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Spike.
There we go.
Get with the program.
How many days till opening day, Jack?
17.
There you go.
Wow, 17.
Dude, we're like right there.
Dude, I remember when you were saying 50-something and 40-something.
Feels like forever ago.
We're down to 17.
It is legal tampering day in the NFL. The Eagles have lost Josh Sweat so far. They've lost Milton Williams. They've lost Darius Slay. They've lost Isaiah Rodgers. They have not signed any free agents. What?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
When you finish, I got a point to make.
I'm a little worried. A little worried that our number one defense is leaking oil. I hope we have a plan. That's it.
Could there be a resurgence? Bryce Huff. Well, you know the Eagles have to be thinking, I just gave this dude all this money. He's still on the books for the money.
What I would do, if I'm the Eagles, if you're listening to me right now, and I know there's
he's going to be the other starting in.
There's probably one or two people always listening and monitoring over the Eagles.
Yep.
What I would do is Ike gave a really good pep's talk to Bryce Huff on Friday.
Play it for him.
I would just send it to him as a voice note or something and let him listen to it on his phone. You have a little pride, essentially.
Have a little pride, buddy.
You're better than I don't know how good you are, but you're better than a healthy scratch in the Super Bowl.
You have to be.
You know.
Yes.
You're better than getting out snapped by Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
You know, when you got the most guaranteed money of any free agent that the Eagles signed last year. You have to be able to be a rotation edge.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I ask.
I think he gets the first crack at it again. Not saying that they won't bench him again, but I think he gets the first crack at it again.
They have to, right?
Opposite Nolan. Yeah.
I mean, from a cap perspective, they have to.
Yep.
Especially if they can't add a high-level guy, which I
don't think they can do it.
With Joe Banner's tweet, it just doesn't seem like they're able to do it this year.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Andy in New York, you're on WIP.
All right, well, first of all, thank you for not putting me on immediately after that Daryl Morey conversation.
You got it, man. You got it. Yeah.
He finally convinced me that Elliott is ready to be a GM.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you today's not the day to defend Daryl, even against Elliott. So, yeah, you might be right.
Okay, so we all know that the Eagles need an edge. They need a D-tackle. They need a cornerback. And they might need a replacement for Becton. But do you guys know what I need?
Ike juice.
Nah,
I know he's been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. You have lifted me out of the depression I have been in just watching what's happened today. But here's my take on, you know, losing Williams and Sweat. These guys are good players, but they are replaceable. They benefited from having so much great talent around them and from being part of a great, really well-coached defense. Zach Bond and Saquon Barkley, I think, are not replaceable. So Howie made the right move locking those guys up. I'm hopeful we're going to keep Becton, and it looks like the market for him is softer than we feared. But either way, I think we have to take a step back and look big picture here. Next year is going to be about whether or not the offense can improve. And that starts with Jalen. It starts with more creative play calling and just not hanging everything on Saquon carrying the offense. The defense is going to take a step back. The offense has to step up.
Well, I mean, that's a completely different conversation, but you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, to me, it is less about they're not going to be able to replace the odds are the Milton Williams, Josh Sweat, Darius Slay triumvirate given the cap situation that Joe Banner said, it's just they're going to have to cross their fingers and hope they get that sort of production out of those spots. And at the end of the day, you're right. The offense was supposed to carry the team last year. It didn't. The defense carried the team, and Saquon carried the team.
Right.
But I don't think we can count on either of those things to carry the team next year. We can't count on Saquon to carry the offense like he did last year, from a touch perspective. And this defense, it's just, even if they put young players in there that can grow, it took Milton Williams 3 or 4 years to become Milton Williams, you know? Yep. So even if they can put a guy in there, probably not going to get the same sort of performance out of that.
Yeah.
So
it wouldn't surprise me if they're not the number one defense next year. But it's the difference between going from one to maybe 10 to where you're still a top 10 defense versus going from one to a bottom half of the league. I don't think they're going to be 15 or 16 and higher. I still think they can be a top 10 defense.
Yeah, and really, I think we can look at next year the way we almost looked at the team last year before the season is, okay, if they are an 8 to 10 defense, let's say they can get there. Because, Vic Fangio is a great defensive coordinator, but when he's had less talented defenses, his defenses have not been, top five defenses. You still need talent. We can look at it and say, okay, now the offense needs to be a top four offense in the NFL next year.
Yep.
And if what Jalen Hurts did in the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, if that is who Jalen Hurts can be moving forward more often, then they can score a ton of points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where all the money is on this team. It's on the offense.
Yep.
It's where all the money is. So I agree with you, Andy. Give us a legendary movie scene.
Yeah, closing scene of Caddyshack when the golf course starts exploding and the ball rolls in and then Bill Murray sneaks off.
is a great one. That is a great one. And according to Jack, the only good comedy that came out before 1990.
Yep.
Yeah, Caddyshack's a great one.
Big takes only on this show.
Yeah. Well, Caddyshack holds up, too.
Oh,
I think
Caddyshack's
still funny.
Yeah.
Love Caddyshack. You big Bill Murray guy in general?
No.
He's an 80s guy.
Yeah, I don't think he's very funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't get the Bill Murray thing. Like, it's all quirky. He's quirky. I get it.
Yeah, he's good in Stripes.
Yeah, great in Stripes.
Is that the bowling one?
No.
Stripes as in an army movie.
Great in Meatballs. I don't know if you remember Meatballs.
Of course I do.
That's a Generation X.
That's why I got introduced to Bill Murray. Yeah, Meatballs, yeah.
Great in Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
I did like Groundhog Day.
Yep.
Great in What About Bob?
You Ghostbusters man?
Great in Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Are you not a Ghostbusters guy?
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, Bill Murray's great.
Yeah, I'm Bill Murray great. Guy.
Maybe a little overrated, but great.
A smidge overrated.
Yeah, but still great.
Yeah.
Great, but overrated. I think that's
like, who's better, Chevy Chase or Bill Murray?
Oh, I'll take Bill Murray.
Yeah, probably Bill Murray, yeah.
See, I'm not a Fletch guy.
Yeah, Fletch was okay. Yeah. He's more known for the National Lampoon movies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what else am I thinking of with Chevy Chase? So we got National Lampoon movies, Fletch. I feel like there's one other big.
Well, SNL is obviously.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking movies.
Caddyshack.
Wise. Yeah. Yeah, I guess Caddyshack's is his other one, too. All right. 215-592-9494. Whoa, I screwed that up. Jack. There we go. John in Abington. No, it was my fault, not your fault.
Hey, guys,
what's up, John?
What up, John?
Hey, so. You know, listen, the bottom line is all year we were saying that Vic Fangio was our MVP of the defense and made these players a lot better than what we thought. So I have to believe that any player that we pick up or in the draft, that we're going to be okay. Because on the offensive side of the ball, we're fine. So, and the offensive line, as far as like what you're saying about Barkley, I think he's going to do it again. They wouldn't assign him for another 2-year extension if they didn't think that he was going to be the ball player that he's going to be in for the future that he was last year. Because he was the guy with the missing piece that won us the Super Bowl. Do you agree?
Yes, but John, I know everyone keeps saying Saquon Barkley's different and he didn't get touched and all that stuff. And I do think he is an outrageous player, a Hall of Fame level talent. But you cannot look at the history of running backs who have carried the ball as much as he did and their years after. There are exceptions, for sure. Most of those exceptions are players earlier in their career. You know, when Emmitt Smith did it and stuff like that. You just can't look at that and ignore it and say and count on an exception here. It could happen, but I don't think. Look, my hope for Saquon next year is that he's healthy. If we can get through the season with Saquon healthy, no big injuries, you know, he's available for the playoffs. That's what I'm hoping for.
They don't even
Saquon.
Want to use Saquon as much as they used him last year.
I just don't think the human body can do it.
They gave him that money. They want him to be around here for three or four more years.
Right. Yeah. We can't. And here's the other thing, John. When you just think about the numbers of it, they played 20 football games last year. Mm-hmm. So even if he is down to 20 touches a game, that's still 21 games. No.
Yeah.
Oh, played 20.
Yeah, he played 20. Yeah.
So if he plays 20, even 20 touches, that's another 400, and 400 is the number, and he did 500. So I think they have to hope for 15 to 20 touches a game, keep them more reasonable, keep him. Ike has mentioned, don't start off giving him, you know, 25 carries in the first game. Try to ramp him up so he is hitting his peak as the end of the season starts. And I just don't think we can count on it, John, is what I'm thinking about.
Well, I don't see you saying that, though, Spike, because saying what he did this past year, you're always for the future, the present or whatever. But the thing is that what he did for us last year in running the football and with our offensive line and Stoutland and Vic Fangio on both sides of the ball, I don't see anybody. I think we're destiny right here. I really do.
Okay, well, Vic Fangio has coached some 14th and 15th ranked defenses, too. So, but I hope we're destined.
He didn't have the players, though, and look what he did when he had the players. That's what I'm saying to you.
And we're losing the players.
We're not losing any players. The bottom line is he made.
What do you mean?
We lost Josh Sweat, Darius Slay.
But he made the players.
No. Josh Sweat was good before he got here. Darius Slay was good before he got here. And Milton Williams, maybe he helped Milton Williams, but he didn't make those. He helped them have good years, for mm-hmm. sure, but he didn't make those players. John, give us a legendary movie scene.
What about the players he has now, though?
We don't know them. But that's the thing, John, is we don't know who's going to replace Josh Sweat. We don't know who's going to replace Milton Williams, and we don't know who's going to replace Darius Slay. Okay.
I don't understand. Like, you're making me mad right now, Spike, because you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, I do. Like, okay, so John, I was ready to stop. Who's going to start at – Quinyon Mitchell is going to start at one corner. Who's starting at the other corner? And by the way, they have cap problems, which Joe Banner just said. Who's starting at the other corner?
The other corner is going to be, like you said.
Okay, so Nolan Smith is edge number one. Who's edge number two?
And to move up.
Who's edge number two? Who's edge number two?
Ringo.
Keely Ringo, who played the third most of any cornerback last year, who's been on the team for 3 years, is all of a sudden going to be a starting cornerback.
Listen, you're making me upset. Right
you're
now.
Making me upset, out. John.
We're yeah, all upset.
Yeah.
Because you're like your dad.
Oh, am I?
Father.
Oh.
There we go.
You're just like your father.
Yes, successful.
Yes, successful.
Good comeback.
Yeah, all right.
Which he put you in that position.
Oh, no. John, how did he put
baby.
Me? He doesn't even work here anymore. How did he put me in this position, John?
I guess why.
John, how did he put me in this position?
Well, what position would you have been in if your father was in the position that he was on the radio?
Well, I was voted the number one program director in America 3 years.
Talk that talk.
Right.
3 years. And let me ask you, do you think my dad had a vote?
And where are you at now?
I'm on the number one afternoon show in America.
Talk that talk.
Right. We listen to you. But the bottom line is, are you for Philadelphia? Or are you for the Eskins?
Oh, my God. All right. Congratulations.
Many people are asking.
Yeah. This frigging guy.
I thought that was going well for a while.
I was trying to like let him off the hook. Okay, John, I hope so. And he told me I was making him mad, and my dad got me the job.
Yeah. It's okay.
Holy cow, man. All right.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Saquon talked today. About his extension.
Oh, Shayshon.
Which he trademarked, by the way.
Smart move.
Yes. We'll hear from Saquon next. It's the WIP after, if my dad says it's okay, on this on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.